Oh, and unfortunately, Jewish people is mourning today the loss of Rabbi Dr. Moshe David Tendler, who was a Rosh Yeshiva in YU for 75 years almost. He's 95 years old, he passed away yesterday. Unfortunately, the Kibbura is today. Just to give us a taste of who he was and why we should appreciate him here right now on Middle Neck Road, Rabbi Tendler grew up in a little European shtetl called the Lower East Side, where he attended Yeshiva RJJ, and then eventually went to Yeshiva University, he learned by Rav Soloveitchik. And then he married the daughter of Moshe Feinstein. People talk so much about synthesizing Torah and Mada, Torah and science, education. He was a rabbi, a posek, a rav of a shul, an educator of Yeshiva, and he was also a doctor and a medical expert, medical ethics expert, somebody who put them both together. And it's all wonderful and great, but that's all the way over there in Manhattan. What does that have to do with us? He was the first rabbi in Great Neck. He started Great Neck Synagogue in 1951. 70-something years ago, he made the effort to lay the groundwork, to plow the field. Literally, this is a wasteland that was Great Neck. It was just a very rich place to live, nothing special otherwise. And to lay the groundwork for Orthodox Judaism in Great Neck, he was the first rabbi at Great Neck Synagogue. And without him beginning the work, we wouldn't have the Makom Torah that we have here today. When I was in high school, I had Rabbi Weingott as a Rebbe in Hank. His father-in-law is Rabbi Weinberger in the Five Towns. People might know he spoke here in Shaar Yashar a few weeks ago. Someone once asked Rabbi Weingott, how did you marry Rabbi Weinberger's daughter? How did you meet her? He said, in a restaurant. How else? You know? So you wonder, how did David Tendler meet Moshe Feinstein's daughter? He was in yeshiva and his Rav Soloveitchik from Sunday through Thursday. On Fridays is the day off. No one's learning on Fridays. Who learns on Fridays? You have to get ready for Shabbat, do whatever you have to do, hang out, sleep, do nothing. He would take the subway down all the way from 185, to the Lower East Side, to hear Moshe Feinstein's Gemara Shir that was on Friday mornings. And he was very good. When Moshe Feinstein saw him, gave him his daughter. Someone goes out of his way to do something, Hashem gives you a lot. We should all learn from that. Extend ourselves a little bit more for our Kadosh Baruch Hu and see where it takes us. Everyone should have a great day, and Yizkor Baruch.
It's like my...